You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump's middle-of-the-night tweet announcing that he has tested positive for coronavirus creates a wave of policy and electoral uncertainty that sent markets tumbling. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now from Washington. Nancy, how did market reaction unfold overnight?
Well, President Trump sent out a tweet at 12:54 a.m. Eastern Time saying he and the First Lady tested positive for COVID-19. The tweet says they'll begin their quarantine and recovery process immediately. And David, you can see the stock futures spike downward just moments after the president tweeted. About a half hour later, shortly after 1:30 a.m. Eastern Time, the Dow future was down about 450 points or 1.6%. The S&P 500 future was down 1.8%. And the NASDAQ future had fallen by more than 2%. Some of the biggest losers have been Boeing, Intel, and Microsoft. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note was also down slightly. By 3:30 a.m., 2.5 hours after the news, prices had recovered a bit.
And they're still off the lows now. Looking at my screens, the Dow future is down 1.3%, 368 points. The NASDAQ future down almost 2%. What is the dynamic?
Investors just don't like uncertainty, David, and there are so many unanswered questions. We don't know yet if the president is showing any symptoms. The White House physician sent out a letter saying the president and First Lady are both well at this time.
And if the president were to become indisposed or really unable to work for a time, remind us how authority flows.
The Constitution says the president can write a letter to Congress turning over the duties of the presidency to the vice president. But here there's also uncertainty because we don't know if the vice president has been tested for COVID, and there's not a lot of mask wearing at the White House.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.